was a long, frozen silence. The horseman nearest Hasty turned and looked at him, waiting. Hasty didn't know what to do. He had not thought of this. He didn't know what to do. With the shotgun held in his right hand and pointing straight toward the sky, Jesse walked down the steps of the station and shoved past three horsemen to stand in front of Hasty. His face was right next to Hasty's. "You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney." Hasty started to back away, and Jesse stayed close to him, walking him backward through the horsemen as he recited the Miranda rites. The battle-dressed horsemen parted silently as Hasty backed out of the group and into the police perimeter in the darkness beyond the headlights. Behind the headlights, Suitcase Simpson stopped him with a hand in his back. Molly came out of the darkness and handed Jesse a pair of handcuffs, and Jesse snapped them onto Hasty's wrists. In the distance, sounding very clearly through the quiet night, came the sound of sirens.
"That'll be the state cops," Simpson said.
"You call them?"
"Yeah."
"Good thought." The sound of the sirens broke the last resistance among the horsemen. They began to drop their weapons and move away from the station. As the sirens got louder, the horsemen began to move faster, and soon they were running, out of the bright headlights, past the silent policemen who made no attempt to stop them, heading home in the darkness, leaving their rifles and shotguns on the ground where they had stood.